we have a goal as hospitality businesses. It's not about necessarily about great food or great service. We've spoken about it often. It's all about guest experience. That is what we sell. We sell that personal interaction as well. It's all part of that guest experience. But that is the fundamental thing that you, as a hospitality business, are selling to your guests. I'm Andy Jones, and welcome to the Hospitality Leadership Podcast, where it is my mission to help simplify leadership in hospitality. Join me as I explore insights and concepts to help you excel in the fast-paced world of hospitality leadership, from the latest industry trends to the best practices for managing teams, driving growth, and making life much easier for you. The Hospitality Leadership Podcast is a must-listen for anyone looking to take their hospitality leadership skills to the next level, whether new to the leadership or seasoned pro. We break things down into simple, step-by-step strategies that are actionable and help you lead your people and business with purpose. We help hospitality leaders like you balance the demands of their guests, their staff, and their bottom line. Listen in as industry experts and successful leaders uncover their knowledge, experience, and strategies they have used for success and gain insights to lead with excellence in the hospitality industry. Let's get started. So, welcome to the Hospitality Leadership Podcast. It's great to have you with me again. Now, in this episode, we're following on from my episode with Troy Hooper earlier this week, and we're going to be talking about the return on investment when it comes to people in our business. Now, obviously, you know this podcast. I talk about, you know, investing in our people a lot. And it's more so from my experience and seeing what that can do, you know, on the floor of your restaurant or your hospitality business, your coffee shop, whatever it may be. It's hard sometimes to connect the return with the investment. And that's what we're going to talk about today. We're going to get into some of the areas where it helps your business, and more importantly, how it drives up your revenue. So we're going to get into this episode after we get back from thanking our sponsors. Running a hospitality business is hard enough, and the last thing you need is to worry about staffing problems from one day to the next. Have you ever found yourself frantically trying to find cover when an employee calls and lets you down? What have I told you? There's a solution to this very problem. With Road to Cloud, the people management platform, you can make managing your staff a breeze. With 24/7 access to the Rota for both managers and staff, they can easily notify you of any problems with their upcoming shifts, and you can even set up so the employees can arrange their own cover. Say goodbye to the headaches of staffing problems and hello to the ease of Road to Cloud. Start your free 30-day trial today and get your shifts together with Road to Cloud. So, really, when it comes to our people, it's our industry is very much still in the mindset of seeing our people as a cost, as an expense to our business. And as much as other industries around the world have generally moved away from this a little bit, certainly in the narrative that comes out of them, I think it's, you know, we've drawn distinctions before in the past on the podcast between what we say and what we actually do, and really, when it comes to investing in your people, unless you're seeing the fruits of that, or you're seeing action in relation to that, you know, take it with a pinch of salt. But generally, we're starting to accept, certainly since the pandemic, that we need to focus more on our people and really drill into what they need, what they want to do to stay with you as an employer. And that's really what we want as employers, as leaders. We want to be able to say, we've got our core members of our team. We want to keep hold of them. We want to, you know, make them better people. They can help the business better. We can help them grow personally as well, which is always important. But really, often, it's not easy to connect the investment in the people with, you know, any return that comes off the back of it. And as much as we have spoken about this in the past on the podcast, I want to really drill into how it benefits your business by investing in your people, investing in your culture, investing in the leadership skills that, you know, control, and I say control in the loosest of terms, but The reality is your leadership has control over where your culture goes, or at least is able to direct it anyway. So really, well, before we get any further, we have to accept the fact that investing in your people and your leadership development can have a significant impact on your business, a positive impact. So we need to make sure we're embracing that as leaders and really buying into developing our people. Now, I can imagine the question or the thing you're thinking right now is that you have a lot to deal with. You've got the operational day-to-day run of the business to think about. You've got, you know, managing the finances, everything that goes into, you know, running a day-to-day operation. How can I have time to really invest in our people? How can I take the risk of investing, especially if it takes financial input, into our people? And really, this is, it's a mindset shift, largely. It's similar to, as you know, we're talking a lot about culture at the minute and the culture in our industry and how we need to change it. And again, I remind you, we've got our Culture Change Accelerator. It's going to be starting around the 27th of March. Just a four-week intensive, you know, giving you the skills, your people, the leadership tools to allow you to develop your culture in the right way intentionally. But investing in your people, and again, investing in your people, investing in your culture, whichever it is, there is all a similar benefit. But it's a mindset shift. We have to think differently about this now. It's not a case of saying, I don't want to be doing X until I can see Y. The thing with people development is there's a delayed return on investment. But that return in investment you do get will secure the future of your business, will make sure the right people in your business are in the right seats for the future. And that's a really important point that we have to keep on top of. So first and foremost, before we get too far into this, I want you to think about the real financial impact of, you know, doing some of these investment elements as we talk about them. Think about the costs of not doing them is really where I want you to start thinking, because that's what we tend to focus on, the cost of implementing these people development strategies or initiatives. Very rarely do we think beyond actually what does that save us. So I'm going to start with the elephant in the room first, though. Pay and benefits. We need to make sure, if we're investing in our people, that we need to make sure that the pay is fair and it's meeting the needs of your people. You only find that out by talking to them and listening to them, but it's a really important thing to have in place. Although some people, or a lot of people now, aren't necessarily putting pay at the top of their, you know, their list of things that they need from a job, it's still obviously important. It's in the top three. So we need to make sure that meets their needs. And the benefits as well you offer, make sure that that reflects your culture that you're creating, that you're developing. So, for example, if you're increasing, a focus on the well-being of your people, make sure you've got something like paid time off or other things on top of that that can benefit your employees, you know, mental well-being, their whole life well-being. It's really important to start thinking like this now so that we can get, you know, really nurturing our people and caring for them and taking them with us on this journey that we're striving for as a business. That's a really important thing. So I've got that out of the way. Make sure your pay and your benefits are in the right place. So when we talk about developing people, yes, we have the onboarding, we have our training that we do. This is more about how we can get more out of these people for themselves as well, not only just for us. I know that sounded a little bit almost like we're, you know, taking advantage, but the important thing is here that we are creating an environment where these people feel like they're progressing. And similarly to as we create visions and we create goals, that's how we can measure progression with, you know, our business. We need to be doing the same for our people and allow them to have a vision for where they want to be, create their own goals so we can start to measure and they can see the progress they're making. And that's really the foundation of what, you know, people investment is all about: developing their skills, allowing them, you know, career advancement opportunities, you know, helping them look after themselves better, everything that goes towards creating them as better people, not just for our business, but outside the business, is what we're looking for here. Now, if we can get that right, and again, to make sure we do get that right, to find out what we need, go out there, ask people, sit down, whether it's one-to-one or, you know, a group survey. Let them know that the reason for this survey is that you want to get to know what they need from their employment. That's a real crux of it first, but also from their personal development, their professional development. What do they want? What do they need from you as an employer? So if we get that, if we listen to what they're telling us, we start to really see, we get the picture of where we need to go. And if we're able to then implement some of those things, that's where we can start to see this real return on investment. I'm going to get onto that right now. The Hospitality Leadership Podcast is brought to you by Road to Cloud, the people management platform for shift-based teams. Used by more than 4,000 businesses, Road to Cloud saves managers time spent on admin, helps businesses save on labor costs, and makes life easier for your staff. Try it for free for 30 days by visiting thecafehustle.com/Road to Cloud. The Hospitality Leadership Podcast by Cafe Hustle Hospitality is also supported by Espressly. Espressly is the solution you need for a mobile ordering app. With customers expecting access to businesses everywhere, a mobile app is crucial. Espressly offers you a branded app that seamlessly integrates with other brands, including Square. Give your customers and staff a high-quality mobile ordering experience like bid budget operators and chains. Don't miss out. Visit thecafehustle.com/Espressly to see what's possible. So the biggest thing that we'll see by investing in our people is you're going to reduce your staff turnover percentage. Now, staff turnover is a massive cost for your business. It's not a line item on your P&L. You're not going to see it, you know, in written out in front of you. But the truth is, when someone leaves, you're going to have to bring someone in, you're going to have to onboard them, you're going to have to train them, you know, giving them the basics. You're going to then, once they get into the role, you're going to have someone who is, you know, mentoring them to get them to a level where your service standards are where you expect as a business. Now, there is a huge cost to that. I think I read somewhere you could be looking at anywhere between 30% and 150% of the person you're replacing, of the salary. That's the cost to your business that is, you know, you're not seeing this. It's something that happens and is absorbed within the overall cost of your business. But the truth is, when that happens, your productivity goes down. You're not going to be able to see that written out in front of you, but it's going to happen. You have to think about what actually happens when someone leaves. So we need to make sure that we are retaining our people. Now, there's other benefits to that, in that we're going to be seeing an improved culture, especially if you're trying to, you know, define your culture, create either a new culture or and eradicate an old one. We want to be able to retain our people so that we're holding on to that value, in that we've invested time in developing a culture, which is all about behaviors. We've mentioned that quite often. It's all about behaviors, and we know the people who are in our organization, if you're measuring it, are showing the right behaviors to get you towards this culture. If you're bringing new people in from outside all the time, you have constantly got to either, you know, recruit them on the basis of their fit to where your culture is going, whether they align with it, or you have got to encourage them to show the behaviors that you're expecting from, you know, your business. And it's not always easy to control when you have to do that. And really, retaining people is your personal development is the key to that. We're seeing that now, as it's the top of most people's lists when it comes to what they're looking for. So the reason people will stay with you longer is, and especially when you're starting to invest in them, is that it opens them up for additional career opportunities, you know, advancement within your organization. It allows them to, depend on if this is your focus, they can focus on their work-life integration. And again, the term that is often used is work-life balance. And I don't know, sometimes it's not always a balance as such, but we have to integrate the two and allow them to exist alongside one another. Otherwise, you know, that's another thing where we're going to lose people. And really, your personal development, it all adds to part of your culture. The approach of and the mindset of developing your people, that adds to building that culture that you're looking for. It's part of your culture. It's part of the behaviors. And again, another element is, do these people feel safe in your business? Are you developing them to understand some of your safety procedures, what to do in emergencies? Do they feel comfortable in working for your business? Are they, or do they feel threatened or unsafe? And that's where you're going to start to see people moving on. Now, the next point is their team skills. So the people within your team are, and I've mentioned it earlier, are able to, you know, do the work that they do now. If you get people leaving, you're going to dilute those skills. So you're going to lose that productivity, that efficiency and the effectiveness of people who are doing their job. We're going to lose them. So adding in a development, more training, more programs that meet their needs, we're going to improve that productivity. We're going to be able to, these people are, I'm not talking about overworking them, because that's a problem if we get to that point, but if someone is able with the same effort to do more, then why is that, like, that is a good thing. We're going to see a more efficient operation overall. We're also going to have a more resilient workforce. We're going to have people who are, maybe you've cross-trained them, so they're able to help out other areas of the business, whether that's within the kitchen, whether someone's able to, you know, jump onto a different station or at least help out on a different station. Or, you know, your front of house, a member of the front of house is able to assist your back of house team. Whatever it is, this is where we add that depth of resilience. And certainly in times of crisis, you know, we've seen it with COVID, coming out of COVID, where people have been off ill with COVID, with a reduced workforce. How are we able to better cope with these situations? And it comes from developing your people. You know, we're paying them, we're retaining them. Why not create a more diverse set of skills within each person, within reason, of course, but to help your business, you know, cope with these things. And also, you will reduce, once we're able to, you know, increase these skills, you as a leader, your input into the operational issues, any things that have to be dealt with, of course, we have to put the systems and processes in place, but your time will be better spent then focusing on the growth areas of business, your KPIs as a leader. You need to be hitting them. And this is something where me as a coach is all about, changing that mindset, allowing you to unpick these areas and create more time for yourself. You as a leader have got things that you need to hit, whether that's your, you know, more time for yourself. If you're an owner operating, you want to, you know, step back a little bit. This is where these sorts of investments really pay off. And ultimately, these investments, well, the final point is where I'm going now with this. We have a goal as hospitality businesses. It's not about necessarily about great food or great service. We've spoken about it often. It's all about guest experience. That is what we sell. We sell that personal interaction as well. It's all part of that guest experience. But that is the fundamental thing that you as a hospitality business are selling to your guests, an experience. So this is, now we're getting to the point where all of these things can actually transfer into, you know, a monetary return. And this is where you'll see it, is by improving your guest experience. So if we've got a satisfied team, they're happy, they are an experienced team, they're well-trained, able to create great or give great service, but not only that, go that step further and provide true hospitality because they're comfortable, they feel safe, they're well-trained, they know that they are in a job that they are happy to carry on in, they're growing as professionals, they're growing personally as well. This is all going to be seen by the customer. It's all going to be encapsulated within that experience. And if you are able to provide a great experience, you are going to increase your customer loyalty, so they'll come back more often, or at least for longer, they'll keep coming back. They may also come back more often. They may increase their average spend per visit, per cover. You'll start to see that when we've got this an improved guest experience. But that is only created by trained, engaged people who are happy and satisfied with their work. Now, again, this is where we see the monetary return. So once we've put all this in, all this investment in our people, we get to this point where we are starting to impact the guest experience. And that is where you are really seeing the monetary return on your investment in your people. And yes, it may take 3, 6, 12 months to really realize it. But when you are able to create this core of people that are happy, that are staying with you, that is where you'll see you'll truly see the power of people. I've seen it, and a lot of other people on the podcast or guests that have come on are seeing the same. It's now all about you having a mindset shift. If you're not in this place where you're truly investing in your people, whether it's your leaders, your leadership teams, getting coaches to work with them individually to help develop them, start to bring them, you know, to the next level. The same with your managers, even down to individual servers within your business. And again, we can start to talk about, you know, internal coaching programs that you can have to start to really develop these people. But this is where you will really start to see the power of your people investment. And that's where you start to see if you've got growth plans, that's where it comes in. You've got to get the people right. So I hope this has been helpful to really see the journey of, you know, investing in your people and how it comes back to ultimately increased revenues. And that's really, without our people, we've said it before, our people are what create the revenue. And if you invest in your people, you'll start to see the return from a monetary point of view, increased revenues, reduced costs as well in some areas. Certainly hidden costs will be reduced too. So lots to think about. I hope it's helped you. I know sometimes it's hard to create this shift to looking at investing in our people because, you know, we're trying to keep our businesses going. We're watching our cash flow. We're looking at our P&Ls, whether that's monthly, weekly, even in some cases, you know, to really try and keep on top of the business. But I would encourage you to now start to invest in your people in some way. Show them that you care. Show them that you're there to support them, and they'll repay you by delivering these great guest experiences. This is something you've got to jump into with two feet. You'll see the return eventually. Doesn't happen overnight, and it takes a lot of hard work to make sure that you're hitting the right spots, but it's so worth it in the long run. Anyway, I hope you've taken something from this. Thank you for joining me on the Hospitality Leadership Podcast. Look forward to welcoming you back on our next episode. But until then, thank you for joining me, and I hope you have a great weekend. The Hospitality Leadership Podcast is brought to you in partnership with Road to Cloud, the people management platform for shift-based teams. You can plan and share rotas, record annual leave, generate payroll reports, and more anytime, anywhere. Start your 30-day free trial today by heading over to thecafehustle.com/Road to Cloud.